Tfilin's Vav, and we did this like nice short shach yesterday. There's one point which we want to point out in the shach which we didn't really touch on. And I don't want you walking away without knowing this nakuda. I've been telling you very clearly that the correct way to understand what happens in a case where you're mevashal l'mayim is that the water, that the flavor goes out, the flavor goes back in, and now it's not pogam anymore because it has not been 24 hours straight with sitting in the walls. So the question is, so then the shach's thought process is correct, right? The shach's thought process seems to be that it's not nuchanan. If it's taka, not a tam pogam. So what do you have to come on to the argument? Tikkunas is levela. Remember that the point of the sefer truma is not to be tell me how much you have to mevata. That wasn't his point. His point was to tell me that you calculate 24 hours from the bishul amayim and not from the original bishul into the kli. That's his point. We're saying the agav orchid is going to be if you say the hazard because of chanan, you're going to need a bittul. Can I get a larger amount? But the point of the sefer truma wasn't to tell me that the sheer bittul. That wasn't his point. His point was to tell me that is it pogam or not? And the smak comes along and says the reason why it's not pogam is because of chanan, which means we're not for chanan. We would argue that it's pogam. So the smak taka says that. So the smak taka learns that we can't rely on the fact that the flavor came out and went back in and became refreshed. So he says that the sort of chanan. Then the smak himself goes right there. He says, "But the chur, this should be totally in the shaila of that the nesar can't be oyser more than the oyser."
Correct.
Right, because if that's the hesber that you don't say chanan, that it's takapogum. So now you have a situation where you said chanan, and now you want the chanan to answer because the chanan is fresh. But the source of the chanan, which was the original bishul, is pogum already. So we discussed before this argument that when you have an oyser and an esar, Tosha says the yisoy, that the oyser, if the oyser is no longer a valid oyser, so the nesar cannot be oyser more than the oyser. So he says in Hanami, that's the argument that the smak goes right there. He says in Hanami, that's the sad and say not like that. Now he's, then he, so now this happens to be, we presented this cloud of that ein haneser oyser yoser min oyser. But the mice is the smak of the mouse and the saber chuma that it's okay, that it does work. So this is really Makhlois Mishardim. This din of this cloud of that a Nesser can't be Oyser more than the Oyser is Shita Tosis. And Tosis Taka learns like that. Rashi before Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that a Nesser can be Oyser more than the Oyser. Once a Nesser is Oyser, it takes on a life of its own, and it can now be Oyser more than the Oyser. So the Sefer Truma, where the Smak is learning, the Sefer Truma is learning like the Sheet of Rashi, that the Lomnus is Chanan, and therefore, you're right, it's on the original Bishul at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's 10 o'clock in the morning the next day, it's talking too late. But it doesn't bother me because there's another Isser in here which only entered in last night at 9 o'clock at night. And it's not 24 hours since that one. Well, how is that also? It's only water. It's chanan. The oyster of the water, that which made the water chanan, is no longer a problem. I don't care. Once the chanan, the water became its own oyster, the water now is oyster on itself, irregardless of its oyster. So that's how the smak is learning up in the Sefer Truma. We mentioned that for the Rapasha that in general the place can go with the Mahalach of that the Oyser doesn't ask him more than the Nesser doesn't ask him more than the Oyser. So here is an example where that we're getting involved in that's a Machloikas. I wanted to just point that out because I presented it as a Dabar Pasha, really it's a Machloikas.
This would apply even if the Shaila was about using the water for something else. So the time in the pot is already pogum, in the water it doesn't become pogum. So let's say 24 hours later you use the water and you cook something in water.
Give me the case again. Too many pronouns in the sentence.
We're talking about where the water takes the time out of the pot and puts it back into the pot.
Right.
What about the water itself? The water everybody agrees is us, so you can have 24 hours, right?
Well, there's no din pogam in 24 hours on foods.
Exactly. So.
Well, that would be true on the oyster in it is also 24 hours. The amount of time which came into the water and made it usher, that time wasn't pogum. If it stays in water, it doesn't become pogum either.
Okay. So if it goes into a third thing now, but we say in an eser, eiser minutsin, eiser, and now since the pot can't aser anymore, so the water can't aser anymore either.
No. The smak seems to be learning that regards to the time of whatever time went into the water, once it goes back into the pot, its clock starts ticking again, and so it took a break. It goes, so its 24 hours are up the next morning. If it would stay outside, it wouldn't have that problem. But once it goes back into the pot, its clock starts. If it stays outside, it never goes back. It never has the second half of the clock. But if it goes back in, the clock starts ticking again. That's how he's learning. So the male of that time becomes pogum. So now, does that answer your question? I'm not sure your question is exactly, but does that answer your question? Yeah? Okay.
Is there anything that we're not dealing with any refreshing of time as like a non-factor over here?
The pasha, the way the smak is looting up in the Sefer Truma, he holds that it doesn't refresh. Right, so the time of the Isser comes out and goes back in. The time of the Isser goes out and comes back in, its clock continues to tick. So next morning when 9 o'clock comes, it's been 24 hours, that flavor is out. Right, so that doesn't help. But while it came out, there was chanan, and the water, which is not 24 hours old, is also batsim. Okay.
Ray was saying yesterday was not a mishkanis.
The standard way to understand the cheshbon of 24 hours is not like the smak, and therefore the smak's whole cheshbon is like there are multiple elements where he's having his own mahalach out of understand the law. He's assuming that time becomes pogrom. He says, so what's the problem? Chanan, the oyster can't ask her anymore. So that doesn't bother me. I'm going with the shita that oyster. He's doing the truma that the Nasser can oyster more than the oyster. Right, correct.
So, maybe saying since it only comes about from the whole thing only came about from the Rabbanon, so maybe you should.
Fine.
So, you should try not to rely on
what the microphone is. So, say that. If you would say that, because it's Shasta, it's not a small, whatever it is, I would get it. He says that the
Inker, so we do yesterday.
Inker is
the Chav Gimel? No.
His father
to the Shach of Gimel. Shabluy mi Basar.
We have two options.
So Shalom Yerakush, which are Balua from Basar, and then you cook them with Kederach Alems. So you only need some keneged the basur. There's no din of chetichah nasa the veila, something which is hetter. So you only keneged the only mishar keneged the bliyah. Okay, nearly the loyos lefuke shar isurim. He says this. He gives an example of b'tzolim yirakos which are blua from basur. What about b'tzolim yirakos which are blua from chazir or from the veila? Right. You don't hold chanami shari surim. So the chard of cheshbon should be right. So the hoster really don't mean a chanami shari surim. Also the fuki b'tzolim shayi b'luyim kula mecholav shabloa chakach boser sagi b'sam b'negad a boser. Over there, when you would have actual boser b'cholav. Right, so there we talk. We're kosher. If you take your butzel, which you cook with, what's the example gives over here? Cholov, right? So he cooks it with milk. It absorbs milk. I don't know how much, but it absorbs milk. Now you cook it with meat. So then we're cautious that the tam of the basur goes into the batzel and makes everything and asers in the batzel and the whole batzel becomes a shear of iser because in there there's batzel b'cholov. So now I need samach. Can I get the whole batzel? Because I'm in the process of how it functions. We're chayshu that what happened is that the tam batzel went into the batzel and made everything also before it was able to be spread out and be batzel in the rest of the pot. So that's the kamala. Look at that case. You don't the kamala b'chol yisur mechanan. We can't dafka b'bluim in baser dinner hachi. But the ma'isa for us, the Ashkenazim, we hold the yisachanan b'shar yisurim. So. In a case where you would have a batzel or a yirakus which absorbed iser, so you would say chanan inside of the batzel. So the whole batzel is full of iser. So now when you put in the next pot, you have to be mevatel kenega the whole batzel, not just kenega the bli in the batzel. Even though the batzel retained its integrity, and it's still a batzel, so you can't say, "Well, yeah, it's like sort of leaked out of everything because the whole thing just fell apart." No. It's mamish. It's shy to take it out. It's a separate item. Main tzarach lafrisha. You're not mechiv to get it out.
I mean, the rib is addressing.
Okay, so. That he says, "Alv mechotcha b'batzel b'sakin shal iser, afil yesh samach sarach laharfish absolim min hatav shal yedei sinon al yavanachim mashe efsher kamel efsher the sarach le'oser ad kan bayin le'kamon simin sarifov." So there's this rule called efsher the sarach.
So Ephraim says.
Okay, so the main place where we discuss Efshe L'Sechtoi is Mitzim Kuvav. Let's just go over a second.
And it's
that's probably not a correct statement. The main place. So the chatika absorbed iser, and the chatika doesn't have samach connected the iser. And now shenov the kedera, this chatika which absorbed iser fell into another pot. So you let's say for example, so you had a chaticha. The chaticha held was size of 10 kazais. Iser fell on it. Kazais worth of iser fell on it. So now it absorbed kazais worth of iser. Okay. Now it falls into a pot. So if there are 50 kazaisim in the pot. So now there are 60 kazaisim connected to the iser. So the iser becomes balter. So not only do we argue that Shabbat doesn't say chanan b'shar iser, so the whole chadikah is not also. If you hold chanan b'shar iserim, there's now 10 kazaisim of iser, and you need 60 times 10. No, you don't say chanan b'shar iser. Not only do you not say chanan b'shar iserim that the chadikah doesn't come iser, the chadikah remains heter. So it can join in the bittul of the rest of the iser, even though it's in two stages, it's sitting in it, and actually there's a sheet of the Mordechai that you can't do this. Hold it that even though you don't say chanan b'shar iserim, but that first chaticha cannot join in the second bittul. You need a bittul of 60 kenega the kazayas. Mechaber says no. It's not iser b'chlal, so why shouldn't it be? Why shouldn't it be able to be mevatel as well?
I assume it's given. That's commodity.
Okay. Semeil mitzurav imechatira atzma shishim kenegad iser. If what it was in the second part, together with the original chaticha, there's shishim kenegad iser blue ba mutter mashim keder. So the keder is mutter. Al lechatira atzma asura. But the chticha itself remains aser because it doesn't come out totally. So this is, there's this long list of names over here. Okay, Rosh, Rebetai's Perk, Ganosha Dav Kuf, Rosh, Mordechai Shom, Smag, Sefer Chuma, Ben Ephraim Gufay, Shalushay Rashvus, Ravon, Marshal, Mchalach Renim, Okay, Nikir, the Loy Kamosha Kosov, Leel Sim Sadi Beis, Dafoy Sechatichu Muteris. Now, the Machaber in Sadi Beis says not like this, that the Chatich itself becomes Mutter, and we say that that's not correct. Okay, that's just, you know, they have to answer up the steer in the Machabers. Okay. Skip the next part of the Mechaber. So the Hagor, the Fimash and Noigim, Lerma, the Holy Spirit, Mechatech, and Asa Zavela, Ein Chilik, Bein Dabalach, and Dabayavish. So this din over here is not going to be correct because the Chatech itself is going to become an Avela, and now you need, it's not going to be Tharf to be Mevatel. It itself is an Isser. You need Shishim Kenegadit. Okay. Okay, so what's this then? Bira Gra and Sifkat and Gimel speaks it out the clearest. Al-Bakhatikh itself. After Ein Chanan B'Sharvi Surim, B'Afshul L'Sarkta Ein Chilik. There is the din of Afshul L'Sarkta, the din of Chanan, and I'll tell you Zebazeb. Right, so that's a good morning in Kupchas, you learn them in Kupchas, right? The more introduces an argument, a discussion, whether you say after the Sarkta Mutter, after the Sarkta Yasser. Do you say there's a concept of able, even if Yasser went into the item at one point, it's possible to, as it were, remove the Yasser from the item? Well, in second, that sounds like Chanan. If you hold, you can remove the Yasser, obviously you can't say Chanan, right? Remove the Isser means it wasn't Isser itself. If you hold, you can't remove it because it's Chanan. So no, that's not true. I can hold, I don't say Chanan, and still there's another problem called Efshel L'Sarkta Asr. We pass Efshel L'Sarkta Asr. So is that only true because we hold with Chanan? Even without Chanan. So I have a Chatecha which has Isser in it. And now I want to, as it were, remove the Isser from the Chatecha. The answer is I can't do that. Well, we hold a Chanan, obviously you can't do that. Because it became Isser already. No, I don't say Chanan Bishar Yisurim. So, great. So, I don't say Chanan Bishar. The only problem is the Beliyah. If you tell me that you're telling me that it can join the crowd, all that meat in there is heter, and it joins the rest of the pot to be mevatlet, so it should also be mutter. No, after the sechta sir, we don't rely on the fact that the tom came out. We don't hold up such a head.
But this is the
gap. The third parakol, the after the sechta, but chanan shnei yonim
hay.
That's the more there. Except after the sechta mutter, amai yehin davar echad l'shach amai. So that's derived from the Gemara. So the Gemara is over a clause that it's two different dinim. There's something called after the sechta osur, after the sechta mutter, we pass it after the sechta osur. It depends on whether you say chanan b'shari sur or not. The fact that the Goyim quotes the Ran is a little bit. I mean, the Ran himself is masber the lomdus of Efshel L'Sarkta Asr because of Chanan. And the Ran says, it's before in the morning, not like that. So he says the hasber, which is difficult to say exactly what his hasber is, how you look at two things separately. There are other hasberim in this din. Of actually circling why it's a problem. So simply there seems to be the problem. The only problem is because we're choshish, we can't be confident that the tam came out totally. Right? So would kefela help over here? Okay, so we're saying like this. Batsim yav shishim. Really the rest of the pot is mut. And really we should argue, but what are we worried about? That even though we say that, you know, that the flavors move in and out, you know, but we're not sure that everything inside the chatecha really stayed, so it didn't come out as much as we're confident should be able to come out. So luchar kefela should work. So if you have a kefela you can trust. So make the din of the Gemara. So after sechta osur is a very funny din. I mean, we should just call on the kefela, let him taste it. within the Gemara, you rely on a kefela. So what's his argument? I mean, the more means in a case where you don't have a kefela. So that's how. That's one mahalik in the Rishonim to learn this din is taka, because your chesed is real time, which is nisha. Okay, so now I come along and I tell you, Zatim Rashal, that, you know, but in the case of Basar B'cholov, the case of Isher is Basar, later on into water, etc., not a problem. Not worried about that possibility. Right? So if I have a Basar which absorbed milk, and that later on you drop it into meat, so since it went in as heter, and there's 60 in the meat, so the botzel's mutter. Oh, I mean, I should call in the kvela and say, well, does it taste like botzel b'cholov inside the botzel? Right? So, well, the case is, well, you can't really taste it, right? So then you should be chayshish. What's the difference between the fact that it was heter until now versus not being heter until now?
Between Dine Shtar and Kenyan to I don't know the like that. So for myself, if Eder Hasimah is worth, if it gets, it's because Eder Hasimah or not Eder Hasimah. The flip side, if Eder Hasimah does not work, in this case, works in the gap. But
so the in your Utsum Forshim, if you have a Tzila Tzadik somewhere on your page, he asked the question a little bit differently. So he asked it like this. So we introduce a concept called Isser Dovuk, that this idea that it's the flavor spreads equally throughout the pot, it's not necessarily true. In the case you have an item of heter attached to the item of Isser, so you have a piece of meat attached to a piece of chalav, it's Dovuk to it. Or the case where it's not even physically dovuk, but it's moving with it in a way which indicate, you know, they're functioning as if they're connected. So we have to question that the tam moves more strongly to the item next to it as opposed to the rest of the pot. Without mispasha b'shalva, can a besolim asurim shnishabem tam baser mekibul tam cholav? Just like the case of the spoon, like that the Drumas Deshin said, the Chinen Shem is Shul Yotza Hakol, Mitzchiva Rishona. And then he said, what? Well, the reason why it's not a problem is because it's only a problem once it leaves, because Kli is Makosher, or because you don't ask for Blius. Alhacha B'Michael, we said already before B'Michael, you don't say that the Makosher. Somebody else is Sarachian. Okay. So he says like this. Bab Shalom Makim and the Saravana Ban Mamish Baltabarov. Well, we'll be mounted else Rav. And what's up? I've got the Min Ban Minoi. The Kamokim Kim and Shannon Yachel Leeds in Tom. Yesh Ludin Yabish by Yabish. Kamikatiris with Katiris. Okay. So now, the rest of the piece is difficult to understand what he's saying, but he throws in an important line over here. He learned the case over here was that there was no tam. So this that we're answering that chaticha, he's saying this is halacha, it's always also whether the tefillah could taste it or not. And that is Shita's Rashi over there. The Rashi learns that it's also, even though even you can't taste anything. So Shaila, what's the lumnus? Why should you say if you don't take anav b'shari surim? So this item betzim really should. It's not betzim iser. Don't because it has tam iser in it. Tam gikur. Well, I tasted it. There's no tam. So should we look? Right? So there seems to be some swara, whether it's the rice or the rabbanon, whatever the swara is, there seems to be some swara of that once it was osir, it remains osir. So there's a piece. There's a piece where Reb Chaim learns, a rival like this, that the rival learns, there's a musa called Shiori Yisr. Shiraim Shal Yisr. Once it was Yisr, it remains Yisr. So not that it's Yisr, because we're not saying Chana, but you were also to eat this piece, you don't become able to eat the piece. So Zatim Aram, if that's the whole omnis, because once it was Osir, it remains Osir. So the case where it wasn't Osir, the Chetika was just blew up from, somehow being blew up from Kolom. With mutter eat. And now Taka is not done. So then I Taka can say that it becomes mutter. Now the Tzvi Tzadok, asks, were cautious that maybe there was a hispashtus of Tam, a strong hispashtus of Tam to this item. And his answer is it's weaker than his balta berayv. Now, saying his balta berayv in the case that we're here, he's saying the case of the balta was loinis mayach. That's hard to understand because it's weaker. Right? So it's a shot, it's a little bit difficult.
So Dumas said it's not a shot. His understanding of the wrong pshat was that do we say that Eir Hasima is the pshat into the Maise Hasima makes the get again, and then the Sina is just kind of a condition, or do you say the Maise Hasima makes the get and then you have Eir Hasima? That's how he understood the two stories. He says no.
Okay.
He says,
fine.
So
the serious castle, might be a serious castle.
You don't have to be battle, so that means that it doesn't have, it doesn't put because that one that goes your palm on this Shiori Yisr.
Right.
Also, we're not talking about the onion is going to color or water.
What makes the Maisegeirushin? It is the Shtar Maisegeirushin. And the cost of...
Sorry, one second.
I have a picture. The cost of the is a tonight in the gap. But the Epsom Maisegeirushin, it's not like the right thing. Or, no. In the Shad is...
Yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. Right, correct. What?
It's done that part of the term. Correct. That's what?
No, because we are Choshesh in a case where it's Bosser and Cholov, we're Choshesh that the Taka goes in and becomes Nas in the Vela before it goes out. So he's Mas in that case.
So if it's water, we're around is going to Ramah that Yair is Usser, and that's why there could put time straight into the Batsa. Once it's water, so what's the big deal? Snap or not?
Yes, the Ran says Bechal, right. You know, it has not to do with anything. It's the Maisa Mesiris Karsi.
Well, so take a look at Kibbeg over here. Bishmak Derech Halevis. The Chayyim Nira, the Dikduk Noka came. Well, Noka, the Bishmak Mechalov. We didn't discuss the case of Betzolam Yerokas, which you cooked in Cholov. the Mar B'kdeir shall call them. Avle ein cholav B'kdeir el adaber acher. Zed the money sample negative boss. We're going to b'tzolim atzman mutter. Lechach shash the tam chol nichus b'tzolim and esro b'tzolim. We're not worried about the flavor going in. Over here, the bliya was first boss. So, if you make, cook with actual milk, right? So now, if you worry that maybe the milk will go into the botzel, which has tam botzer in it, and will aser, and then the benesra b'solim, so now you're going to need samach keneged, as many b'solim as you have, you're going to need samach keneged them. So samach kolah b'tavshel, karim shichlis b'solim, because the milk. Okay, so if there would be actual milk, that's what would happen. You would need samach keneged all the b'tzolim, and you wouldn't say the b'tzolim are mutter. But since the case over here was not like that, that it was water, let's say, the tamach chol of b'tavshel kadim shichlas the b'tzolim who not brana teteira. Okay, fine. So now zok the kivagers. So let's cheshbon it out. The case over here was you had actual busser, and now you have your cooking water, and it's going into the psalim, and the heter is not brenat. So what it means is the heter is not brenat. It's there's actual busser tam in the psalim, so there's milk tam going into the pot, milk tam going from the pot into the botzel. So right, there's going to be also. What are you game of saying it's water? So no. We'll call that, it's not, the reason why it's water, because there's shisha. And if not, attack will be a problem. But the hetter is because there's shisha. So, the tam cholav is spreading out through everything in the pot equally, and since there's samach in the pot, it's not going to be enough to answer the tam boser, which is in the psalim, and then they make them in a veil and ask everything else in the pot, because there's shishim. And vimelech shishim, negative boser, who the oser. And that'll be true, obviously, it's a machaber that the machaber says, in a case where you had a kli, and you had water in between, we look at it as that's okay. So here it's a kli and a botzel of water between, it should be okay. Because that's like a not or not. It's only a third step. He says, no, that's not true. The halacha also the b'tzolim l'mayim lo mikri not bernat. Kim lo haya b'lua b'kli lo niklish. Right. So over there, the Mechaber's argument is that the tam boser is niklash because it's going into a kli and then into the water, and male it's a not bernat, and the tam cholov is into the kli and into the water, it's not bernat, and they're only meeting after each one has become a not bernat. The tam boser, which goes into food and that comes out of food, is not called a not bernat. So that's boser be'en, right? Which if there be boser be'en, even though, so then what's happening is the boser be'en is sitting in the water. And now there's tam coming out of the kli, so that's tam into the kli, and that's coming out and meeting boser, that's a problem. So what else? So it'd be a nice cheshbon of how to understand everything over here, right? What?
But we're saying the pot could ask the onion, the pot could put tamushan of basar, of cholav, let's say, it's a pot cholav, could put tamushan of cholav into the onion.
The same, yeah, I mean, well, or the water, the tam basar which went into the water, if there wasn't some, right?
And the amount of kabrin is the equivalent of the
right.
So how do you cheshbon little just reckoning with the amount of basar that's in the basar?
Because
joining the basar in the batzel is the challah from the pot.
No. Not the mechaber says that I say. Okay. Let me go both ways. So let's start with the stuff of Kreger is asked all the way around. According to the mechaber, that you say tam into the pot and then into the water, and tam into the pot into the water, and they meet in the water as mutter. So why are we here as a mutter? What do you need tamach for? He says that's not true, because the same way if you take a pot, a milk of a pot, and you cook meat in it, so it's not brenat. Tam into the pot and tam out of the pot into the meat. That's not called tam, not brenat. That's called as it's coming out, it's ostering the meat. Right, so we're also because the tam into the botzel from the botzel to the water is all called tam rishon, a botzel, because there's no that are not brenat.
The botzel is touching the pot.
No, because butzels, there's no degradation of tam when it goes into food. So the tam basar in the butzel is tam basar. It's not a nice tam basar. It's basar. So, and that comes out into the water. It's vital, the same. So I have basar cooking in my pot, and now tam chol is coming out of the pot into the water. Right. Now the. So that's Mela, if you have samus, the tam basar comes out of the bottle of the water. So the tam chol of the pot, which is more than shishim, because you don't shishim in the water connected the pot, but I don't care. But the tam basar is bottle, right? That's how we learn. We cook it in water. Now shalach kardu ramah. So what does it help that there's shishamak in the pot? In his kashmir of the shvisamik in the pot, how does that work? If this is chashash, that there's a direct transfer of tam from the walls of the pot into the botzel, right? So there's a direct, and in the botzel there's so we what happens? So we have to argue that then if there's shishim, which is true over there also. Right. Right. Ramas, and that did over here also. Right. Well, that's the thing we were saying before. The shishim, it comes mutter. So Shalos Watsa has a why shishim mutter. Right. That's what we're rehashing the same discussion again. But Ma'is is saying a cheshon of shishim mutter. Now, al bishim b'cholov. Yeshem the boy summer connected up solemn the call of Nicholas Besoyka, Manasseh and Baal, but yet the boy call up solemn, this should be Sura. I'm a dear Ram Lubin, my mash McCain, came Mukha Bagosh, Shahunar, Simon Sadihe, Sif Bays, Vidoik. He says, no, that even in the case where it would be actual milk, right? So that should be the argument, and it's a good argument. He says, the mice of the Ram does not say that. He says, even in the case where he cooks it with. There's 60 times in the milk an egg of the basar. We don't say that we're choshes that maybe the time of the milk went into the basar first and met that and made it nevela. Now it's going to be nasa nevela. You need shishim connected the basar. So you say the whole thing is basar. So what? I don't look at the loss of the Maram inside, so but he says it's Muchach from this Ramah over here in Sarihe base. I think he means a deal from the end of this, the end of that Ramah, which I'm not sure if that's the deal. It's not clear. But, I'm not sure exactly what his deal from the Ramah is. But, I would have a suggestion, but. But the mice of the Maram is being mat even in case of actual milk. He's being mat. He doesn't, you know, so fine.
Who
buys right
now with the Ramah? What? We understand the Khabar that if it's, in a case where there's no follow up, that would understand the Khabar.
Right.
The Ramah or that's the.
In a
case where it's water, yeah.
Well, you should ask a better question. What? Yeah. If you know he's being martyred even in that scenario. So there are more arguments on the Maram. Yeah, that's gonna be funny because the Maisa we're knowing like the Ramah and both the Taz and the Shach accept the Maram Lin. So we can't go there. So it's a good question. But that's the deal. So, so the Prima Godim in his wonderful, you know, pulls out his good old Tzimin V'Minoy, because there's no real time over here. So it's min v'minoy, so it's really about the bit of rice. So they did not. So this case, all your guys are min v'minoy, but not in a case where, you know, it's always going to play out like this. So I don't know what that means, always going to play out like this, but that's what he means. He comes back and he says, Eichanami, the crazy place, he says, then he brings the crazy place, he says, Eichanami, the psalm taker also. Then, so if you look at the Sif Seidah, so then the Chav Kimmel, so he asked the Kasha, am I the name of the Chol of Nichus B'Betzalim, Nas and the Vela, and Shani Sama Kenega Chol of B'Betzal, Afla Mechaber, right? Based on that Trumas Hadeshin, and Kufay Gimel, which says that that in food, you don't say Mekusher. So it's Mamish, I got a rye from a right? And the Maram, and the Trumas Hadeshin's rye, that food is different than a Kli. The Kli, you say it's Mekusher, and there's no Kaloisis, or it's both the Mashishim called Manas in the pot. But by food, you don't say that. His rye is the more in Kufkes. The Morris says that the milk inside, if there's Shishim in the milk, and egg of the meat. But the milk inside the meat becomes the veil, as the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, you'll min le bottle, the milk will come out, and now it's going to answer the whole pot because it's min le bottle. So the Gemara says, you're right, if you hold this, if you'll min le bottle, it's not going to be yosser. She said, since min le bottle is beroy of minotara, min le bottle, the din of. So. Fine. So they weren't makra in this case. Now, why is only Rabban and Nas in the Velo? We're being cautious that there's Tam Basar and Tam Cholov together in the Batzel. He doesn't explain that part. He doesn't explain that part. And if we're talking choshes that there's real tam baser in the batzel, and there's tam cholov what's in there first before it spread out equally and became baser cholov inside the batzel, and then that's the rice of the chor, it's not the rabbanon. Unless he learns that whole chashash of that triple tradition is all in the chashash rabbanon, that it goes in in the case of the Gemara is no right, Rashi. The case of the Gemara is simple. The case of the Gemara, you have a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk, and there's milk goes into the meat. Yeah, that milk in the meat, if you don't say it's makusher, it's mamash, that's what's called the rice. Over here, I'm telling you that the tam basar in the batzel is spreading out throughout the pot, but maybe a little bit stayed in. That chashash of the Trumas Hadash, maybe a little bit stayed in. You know, it's not a vada, it's a chashash. He holds it to the rabbanon. I don't know.
I remember we said that
Blias
in Eichel does have
kind of midraisa. Yeah, that's the only sort of kli, kalim. So then the Prima Gadim ends up with one other problem. He says, I have a different problem though. The car, you should not be allowed to take out the betzolim from the pot until the pot cools off. You take the betzolim out when they're still hot. So now they're not. Now we're not going to say there's no minimum bottle of roiv in that situation. Because there's no roiv. If you scoop out a bottle with your spoon, right? So at that point in time, as much as we're saying the whole heter is because betzim there's a minimum of roiv, the issue isn't the bottle, but it's the tam. The case over here was a blias basar, right? So the tam cholov is bottle in beroiv and everything else, because you can't taste it. So now maybe it should be a problem when you take it out. And then he says, not only that, the next step is going to be, if you hold it, a ladle is a klirishin, so the ladle is going to come off. Now you put the ladle back in, you're going to ask your pot. So the only eitzah should be over here, you should have to let the pot cool off and leave everything in the pot the whole time. So, fine, that's the easy Sivkanuk of Gimel. What?
Oh, the short one.
Yeah, right? Okay. Chaldalot, Mekosh Gain Bekadeiru, Shalcholob Shavishlob Bemayim Metechmei Slaes. Okay, so the point of the Ramah is that we don't say nasas the veil on the water, and now you would need shishim connected the water in the pot. Okay, klamer kolshim there is the ain el and not barnat the min and halchi. So what's the kolshkein? So the kolshkein, in a case where it goes into food, where there's no argument of not barnat, we say it's only connected the bliya. So kabbal karmer, when there's also the mild not barnat, that you don't need. You
don't
need it. What are you teaching for? That was the problem which we discussed yesterday. But it doesn't seem to be bothered by that. Now, Prima Gadim at the end of Chav Dalet, so he asked the Kasha. He says, "The Zois Yechrad Libi V'yatzimim Mekaymai." My heart is popping out of my body. Yitam Not Bernat In Sar Klum He Boilei Lo Samach Negad Abaser. What do you need Samach Negad Abaser? Just you don't need anything. Pasha says, "My heart's like popping out because of it. Yitzimim Mekaymai. It's jumping out of its place." The case has to be a davar chariv, and mol not bernat, which doesn't apply to davar chariv. But the havi kenitzlu the das bal tshuma is doyser nitzlu. Ayn shom, fine. So, or it's going to the sheet of the bal tshuma, which he says that you need gimel nosnei tam. He holds that there's that bishul. Remember, we have three sheetas over there. One sheet is dafka alu, medicinal, the transfer time is significant, that you don't say not for not. Then the Rashidu says the difference between nisbashlu and nitzlu. Nisbashlu, you're adding betzim, there's a third notion tam. There's tam into the pot, tam from the pot into the water, and from the water into the food. Mashengen, if you would roast it directly, so it's only based on our state tam. Based on the tam is not enough to be mad. The heter not for not is after there's already been a not for not, and then it goes in, it gets in a not for not going weiter. Right? Right? That sounds familiar, right? So the Prima Godim, I can maybe say over here that this is going, the question over here, the unique shishim, is going like that sheet. Okay, so so it's talking about case of the we're not with, so the only heter would be Kedush Shishim. So what happened? So you had a Kedera Shel Cholov. So that's Tom Cholov. And now you cooked water in it. So saying, you know what? There's Dr. Moore that so the Tom Cholov goes into the water and the water goes back into the pot. And now you cook Basar in it. So you don't do Mishar Kenega all the water, you have to Mishar Kenega the call of Shabbala. So if you tell me the case of the meat was a double Chorif, so it still doesn't help me. Because remember we said before that the Cheshire of the Chorif only helps when, but over here, since it went to the pot twice, even a double Chorif is going to be Mutter, because it degraded twice. It went Cholov into the pot into the water, back into the pot, and now the Dover Korb is taking it out. So that situation where the Dover Korb is taking it out of the pot twice, it degrades. So the Prima Godim clearly is learning not like that. That wouldn't be true. Okay. Or what's his other option? Another option is, we're going to see the Baal Tshuma, is that you need Gimel Nosei Tam. And the Beis Nosei Tam is not enough. But why don't you have Gimel Nosei Tam over here? Right, you have gimel lachar. You have gimel no stay tam. You have tam into the pot, from pot into the water, from the water back into the pot. Right, and then it comes out. And you cook meat into it. So now it's coming out after being a knot, bar knot into the water. Then it goes back into the pot, and now it's coming out into the basar. So that's the case where the so. The case has to be a case of, he says, the Havi Kinnitzlu, that he holds its osir. So I'm not kashpinning out what the case is. He asked the kasha, gets tuturutzim, brother tuturutzim, I'm not sure how he understands the mice of what's happening over here. So it's a good question. The first half of that shach, that sisidas, plays out in that understands the Taz. Sifkat and Yud, which we didn't really do with the Taz, Yud and Yalfi. That's we'll do that tomorrow. And I'll go right to it. So if anybody has Bairam over here, I would love to hear that.